just makes me feel like I'm up in the clouds.
Man, that's just dope as fuck. You like that song?
Really like that. That was really nice.
That's what's up, man.
Here we are. Don't look down.
Don't look down.
Another day. Another dollar spent. Oh, shit.
What the fuck was that?
That wasn't me. You know, apples don't make noises like that.
That was you?
That was an orange.
It can go off. It's all good. You can have, you can take it if you need to. But another day, the hump day, the good hump day. We in here, and we got a special guest. We always do it like we always do.
Brother Freelon,
how you doing today?
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm fresh off. It was all a dream. You know what I'm saying?
I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah, that's all. But that's long, all. That's all.
Long
I'm on.
Day at work.
Yeah, always.
Glad to be off. Chilling in the bakery. I know that's probably copywritten by somebody, but I'm getting baked. What about you?
I'm baked.
I'm really stoned over here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we gotta bust you out of your... Are you in a shell now? Did you crawl in and lock the door?
No, I just can't breathe.
You can't breathe?
No. Too much of a cloud in my lung right here. Trying to shake it out. Oh, damn it.
God, yeah. Dang.
This is great.
It's a great way to start the show today.
Wait a minute.
Breaking shit, knocking stuff off.
I heard a little
everything
glass
okay?
Glass.
I heard glass break.
Yeah, me too.
Did?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I do that for a moment, please?
You don't hear no glass break.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right, well, we're here, guys. We got a good show.
Yeah.
We're prepared. Want to thank all of you guys for listening to our last show. It was a success.
Uh-huh.
George Boom. And Hook.
George.
Too excellent.
Amazing. Did you check him out? Did you check out George D?
Yeah, I did like that. I like that song. That was really nice.
Yeah.
You should have seen him in here. He was dancing.
Yeah.
Breaking it down. You got the breakdown.
Yeah,
I don't know what you
nice
call
moves.
That. I don't know what moves you call those, but he was dancing.
Anyone else want to hit the oregano?
Are you hitting the beagle?
No beagle for me today. No beagle. Please, no
so,
beagle.
So it's a beagle. So I own a beagle, but the weed's a beagle.
The beagle is very strange. Oregano.
The oregano. It's always good. So, we usually pay the bills. Right?
Yeah. Usually pay the bills right about now.
We usually pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
But when we have guests, they pay the bills.
Because mm-hmm. we already know that.
Because you pay things with money, and money's green. Mm-hmm. So we're paying you with our green, so you're going to pay the bills for us this time. So pay them. You got one now and one later.
Yep.
Be creative. First
you know
bill
who they are?
Is first bill is for It's All a Dream.
Yep.
That's a tobacco shop, but that's where they sell this sort of stuff.
That you've been to and you love because you already had stuff
well,
in there.
It's All a Dream is a great place to go, let me tell you. It's like an underground heaven for potheads. Strange fact.
Yeah.
Go there and you will get everything that you need for your pleasures.
Yeah.
This is a instant message to everyone. Please go out there and get what you need.
Oh yeah, that's what we talking about, man. Hook, if you listening, boy, nah, that's how you pay the bills, though, man. That's what we do every time we start the show off, but just keep it moving. Jump right on into sports, man. You said you had a good thing going on with sports, man. What you have going on?
In sports, there's a lot of stuff going on in sports. You didn't have anything going on in sports.
I did have one killer.
Watching soap operas and shit.
I did have one killer thing in sports.
What was that?
OJ Simpson getting beat down in prison.
He's in
today.
Prison?
Yes.
So he
got beat down in his section.
That's ridiculous.
They beat him down real bad. So I mean, y'all should feel for OJ if y'all feel for OJ, but he got beat up pretty bad. Other than that, Dwayne Wade went through a crazy full court like football pass alley-oop to LeBron. From one end, damn near out of bounds, like 2 feet from out of bounds. To the other end of the court.
Man.
That is fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, so that was crazy because that's my team. Y'all know
that's
that.
Your team?
Yeah, also Albert Pujols, man, you know.
Yeah, he couldn't get that deal done. Yeah. So what's up with that? What's he going to do?
I mean, I hope he comes to the Royals.
Royals could use a good first baseman and that bat. That would be great.
The Royals could, like, use a great team, yeah. Period. We, like, need a lot of those.
We're a lot better, man. We're a lot better. You can't harp on us
now. You must have gave up on them two years ago.
Yep.
And maybe, like, 10.
Because right now we got rid of a lot of scrubs just here lately. And we're about to be, you know.
I'm like, where's George Brett?
where's the Bennett? Where's 85?
Where's Saber Hagen?
You mean that number that just sticks up in the outfield to remember what they were?
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah,
those are the Royals.
Those were the guys. Hi, guys.
Beagle.
Beagle. That's great.
Tell them what the Beagle is, right?
So, dude, you buy a freaking statue of a great basketball legend, right? Mm. Wouldn't you want the number to be right?
Of course you would.
You want to buy an expensive-ass replica statue of Michael Jordan and want it to be number 32, like Jimmy Kimmel did?
It better be right.
Like those people Jordan. In Dubai?
Wow. If it's Michael Jordan, it better be right, because Michael Jordan's the shit.
Did I show you the picture of it?
Yeah, say that again. He did what?
Look at this. Bought a statue. That's the one in Dubai.
Yeah.
That's in a restaurant. How much did it go for? And you know how Dubai is. They go correct. They're
how much
all
did
like,
it go for?
Well, Kimmel says he bought it for $650. But, dude, come on.
Wow.
32. What'd you say put it in?
And it looked like Magic Johnson. It looked like Magic Johnson, and it had on Bulls jersey.
Well, what about Will Perdue?
The Bulls shirt says 32. You buy the statue, you put it in the mirror, and it says 23.
What about Will Perdue?
I think what you do is you buy it, right? And you put it up, and when take your time when it happens. If he passes, that statue will be worth crazy money. You don't think so?
No.
What about Will Perdue?
Why not?
They could have been like combining MJ and Will Perdue.
So who is this guy that made this? I mean, is he some guy famous or something?
I couldn't really find anything on him, but I was just stumbled upon a big article on it.
He ain't even got on Jordans. He got on like some.
Yeah, exactly.
this is all like, fucked up.
This
man.
Is like the knockoff MJ. Like,
what is knee? Is
you can
knee
go to Walmart and you can get Power Rangers, but you can go to the dollar store and get Power Strangers.
I can't remember these shoes he had on, but they was like the some I forgot what they called, y'all. They like some the Nike Shock type of high tops.
They had Nike Shocks when he was playing?
Nah, hell nah.
Where's Carmelo so Anthony gonna go?
But Jordan was hooping in only Jordans. He wasn't hooping in shit else. He wasn't hooping in nothing.
Hey, where's Carmelo gonna go?
Where's he gonna go? He's gonna end up with the Knicks, man. If he doesn't go to the Knicks, he'll stay with Denver. Nowhere else, probably. I mean, who knows, though. Wherever he wants money right now, so.
Is he doing good?
He's great. He's been in the league about 7 years. Probably the last 5 years, he's probably been top three in scoring. His team has been playoffs. I mean, you can't do it by yourself. You see LeBron going to other teams and hopping on. You know what I'm saying?
Because Carmelo hasn't gone anywhere else, has he?
Nah, but he's going to end up having to. And
I mean, is he their franchise player, though?
Yeah, has he
been their guy? Like
he's a franchise leaguer. And what I mean by that, I mean, he's like, you know, I mean, the league needs Carmelo.
Yeah.
So wherever he goes, I mean, he's going to go for
Is Allen Iverson still playing with?
Overseas?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. He was an alcoholic.
I liked Allen Iverson there for a while.
Alcoholic, man. He was gambling.
Good player, had his shoes.
I had his shoes too.
Yeah.
I thought his shoes were cool and little fucking narrow ass fucking.
Yeah. Tight shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah. He's fucking over there playing for, I think, Argentina.
Yeah, I think that's actually where I read that. I've read that before. I'm ready for football to already be back.
Already, huh?
Yeah.
See what the Chiefs going to do?
Yeah, they named Tom Mahaly franchise player.
Wow.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
No, I was actually saying to see what the Chiefs are going to do, but that's tight they did that.
Are you talking about them maybe signing Sean Rodgers?
Are they going
to
sign him?
Maybe. He came here and visited here, but he's going to be going back to... He's going to the Saints next.
Sean Rodgers. That'd be tight.
He's a vet,
Sean Rodgers here.
Well, what were you going to say?
No, that's what I was saying. I wonder what they're going to do. That's all I was saying. I wonder what we're going to be like next year. If we're going to like keep climbing up or
we should. We were close. We were close.
Yeah, great team.
I was hooked, man. Me and Darren were like Chiefs every day at work. Yeah. We're like Chiefs, man.
Chiefs. Up great.
Yeah, and he didn't fucking...
We did good this year, man. I pat him on the back, man. I know a couple players.
Any shout-outs?
Pat him on the back, yeah. Nah, I can't do that.
No? Nah. Shit, it's a busy weekend in sports, though.
It is, huh?
Yeah, we got Daytona 500 for NASCAR fans. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a NASCAR fan anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Used to when Dale Earnhardt was riding, but rest in peace. But his son wrecked his pole car. He had the pole. Meaning
yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that.
He was going to be first, and now he's starting in last. That's kind of tragic. But hockey's going to be tight. NBC's going to be airing 9 hours of hockey on Sunday. It's hockey day in America.
Hockey day, huh?
Fuck yeah.
It's 9 hours of ass kicking, huh? Just straight puck play. Of legal beatings.
Yeah, it just sucks.
Come here, bitch.
Yeah. You think you could play like hockey every day, Marco?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm cold, man. I skate backwards and across sideways, underways with a puck and two bells. And
we should go. I think we should go. I know a local park we could go to, and it's an outdoor rink.
No, but I'm cold skating, though. I don't know about slapping the puck.
It's the fighting on the skates.
I just don't like. No, you know what it is? It's the sneak fighting. And fighting on the skates. That's what I don't like. I don't like people just coming and catch me when I, you know, when I ain't even going for the puck.
Hit you with a room.
Somebody just bing. Then I'm all on the glass and shit. Just hurt.
You just gotta be on your feet and be ahead of it.
On your skates?
Yeah, you gotta just
on ice. Be on your feet on ice.
You're gonna be on your ass.
No, I'm just saying you gotta like be prepared. You gotta, you gotta be one step ahead.
And
you
then
gotta,
the rest come over there.
When you're skating up to the boards after a puck that just got dumped, and you got somebody chasing you for it, play the puck and play the body that's coming at you. So stiff that body up as you're going in for that puck and scoop it out up against the... I mean, I'm saying just play.
But what about
play
the right cross to the nose as you're scooping the puck and you're getting
hit? He's gonna get called for that, or you're gonna fight. I mean, the refs aren't gonna just say, "Oh yeah, you took that. That's not a penalty." If they don't, you're gonna fight. The guy's gonna get up and you're gonna fight.
Okay. Yeah,
and they're not gonna just let that slide. Come on, skater. Come on. Come on.
Hey, how many injuries do you really go home with at the end of the day? Like,
I mean, I'm sure you're sore as fuck.
No, I'm just saying, like, on an average day, like elbow, shin, you know, tailbone.
I don't know. Forearm. I don't know statistics in that nature, but
I'm talking about you because you play hockey. I'm just asking.
You're sore. Just depends on the game. There's some games where you get hit where your pads meet, and those hurt like fuck. I mean, I was telling Megan the other day, I have like no shin pad and like no shins. My shins are like rigid where I've been hit with pucks through my shin pads.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you were asking me earlier why my hand shakes. Nerve damage. I had a concussion to where my neck hit the boards at a bad angle, and I got knocked out.
I thought he was drinking too much coffee.
No, fuck that. I don't even like coffee.
Give me another shot of espresso.
Yeah, he's like, hand was just
it
like,
sucks.
Yeah,
I'll be
another one.
I'll be handing people stuff. I'll be trying to get something off a table real calmly, or I'll be doing something. My hands will shake. It sucks. It's embarrassing, but.
Nah, you're way too cool for that.
Just got to deal with it. I don't give a shit.
I'd be like, my hand be shaking, then I'll just all of a sudden slap the shit out of him.
Yeah. It's hand Tourette's, bitch.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say Chicago Blackhawks, they won the Stanley Cup last year in hockey, and their coaches actually just got hospitalized.
For what?
Joel Quenneville. The only reason I'm really saying this is because he's one of my favorite hockey coaches of all time. He coached quite a few of my favorite teams. Apparently, he's had severe discomfort. Uh-huh. And he's going to be cool.
So he's
going to
be all right.
It just sucks because they won the Stanley Cup last year, and they're 62 points. They only have 62 points this year, and that's just ridiculous. I know you guys don't know much about hockey, but...
And not to get off this topic of hockey, but... So, you know, we're talking about people getting shot. Waka Flocka going to jail, man. Or is actually being detained right now.
What? I don't even know who Waka Flocka is. Waka Flocka Flame?
Yeah.
Waka Flocka. What song do they sing?
I don't know. Shit. I don't listen to them either. But, I mean... Everybody knows who he is, you know?
I guess.
Actually was in East Carolina shooting at their tour bus, caught like 4 bullets. Wow. Him, his brother, a couple other guys all being detained right now.
That and Beagle.
Mm-hmm. Beagle probably all over the bus. But
sounds that's all like I was an talking. Awesome topic with all the buttas.
I was just talking about the shooting.
Are you sure you didn't break anything?
No, I didn't break. Stop clinking
it. It did sound like glass broke, like hardcore when it dropped. It
may have been something else.
Is there something over there broken? I mean, you can tell me if there is.
No, man. What are you
going to pick up all the shit you dropped?
Oh, my God.
It could be that beagle.
You smell that? Beagle.
Oh. It's Megan.
So what's going on in entertainment, man, besides Brian Pumper's reality show?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
What is this gonna be?
Yeah, what's up with that dude on there? I mean,
like, they're giving this fucking guy a reality show.
You seen it? You haven't seen it? He's in like episode 7.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
It's so funny too, man. It's like you really gotta catch a couple episodes, man.
I mean, like, what is this guy
they're making fun of him, really though.
Is like, he like really getting ready to like go to the scene or something? I mean, like,
they're who? Really making fun of him
though. Who?
Brian Pumper.
Who's that?
It's this guy that just makes movies.
This guy is like a
movie star.
Ready star. It's like a 50 Cent fucking of the porno system.
You gotta see this guy. He's like, he wears like all this jewelry and shit. It's like, it's so like, funny.
Looks fake.
It is fake. Yeah. They talk about that on the reality show. I take him to the middle of the mall where he got it from.
But it's great. He like gets all of these chicks. Man.
Yeah, he does.
He's like banging it.
Yeah, he
shit
does.
Out of all of these chicks.
And he's got like stupid foot fetishes and all these crazy shit.
So they give him a show, huh?
Yeah, it's funny. You guys gotta check that out. Okay. That was entertainment, though, man. Like, you said you had a bunch of entertainment, man.
Yeah, dude. I totally do.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That was entertaining.
Big Bird, right?
Big Bird's crazy. The
Big Bird.
With the beagle in it?
Mm-hmm. Big Bird.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. You all right?
Yeah, I'm
need
cool.
Some water?
No, I'm good. I got vitamin water.
Oh, I'm sorry, hit that.
Man, I was checking online for topics and things, right? And on the news, they're saying that this town, Fort Wayne, Indiana, has a fucking government building that they just did like this election on to see what they were going to name it, and they're naming it Harry Balls Government Center.
Because that's what the government is.
Harry Balls Government Center. They already have again. Harry Balls
Say
Highway.
It again. Say it again.
Harry Balls Government Center.
So they're going to cut the ribbon. Harry's balls.
Yeah, they're going to tie it with two balls and a dick and then cut it right in the middle.
Hades.
But they spell
Hades
it.
Balls.
But listen to this. Hades they spell it ceremony. B. They spell it B-A-A-L-S. Okay? Uh-huh. He was balls. The mayor in 1934 through 47. So that's quite a while. 51 of 54 where he died of like kidney infection or something. But they had like 8,739 votes for the balls. Okay? So his family, it was the only, I think his family was like the only people that had a problem with it. So they changed the pronunciation of their family's name that they've had for years to Bales.
So what?
Would you change your family's name if it was fucked up like that?
What? No.
So if yours was like Dick, and it was like Long Dick Highway.
I'd be like.
That'd be cool.
I'm gonna take a ride down
Long Dick. Harry Balls is cool.
I mean, Harry Balls is cool. That's funny as fuck.
I mean, Long Dick Drive.
I don't never want to ride through. You
guys want to go up to Balls with me?
No.
Harry Balls and pay some.
He was like, man, we're gonna go take a trip to Harry Balls. I'd be like, I'm cool.
Yeah. It's still cool, though.
I don't know why would they. Why would they want that?
I wouldn't
want
to change.
Insult. They probably. That dude was probably a fucking.
I wouldn't want to change my name.
What's the history on that guy, man? He must have been an asshole.
He was just a mayor.
We're going to name a city after you fucking dick. Harry Balls.
Anyway, you got Harry and you got Henry. This fucking 84-year-old man was trapped in the desert for 5 days and survived on windshield wiper fluid.
He drunk it?
Yeah. He was going. He was like leaving his friend's house, going home. He was making a U-turn, fucking crashed into a ditch. You know, 84 years old. He was probably late. He probably smoked or did something he wasn't supposed to do or who knows, just being old. Fucking wrecked his ass. Thought for some reason he needed to drink some windshield wiper fluid, so he took a rock and smashed it. This sounds like so epic. Took a rock and he smashed it and used a napkin as a filter and, you know, drizzled it out and drank it or, you know, something like that. It sounds epic, but...
But he lived.
He lived.
Yeah, right. They want you to try it. They want you to go drink a bottle.
He used car mats as a blanket to keep warm on the fifth day. He was like, fuck it. That's it. If no one comes today, then that's it, you know? And people finally like an came. Hour later, hikers found him and said he looked like an angel. He's probably like super fucking pale from all that windshield wiper fluid. He was probably drinking antifreeze.
Wow.
Who knows?
Sick
man.
As fuck, like blue Same. Mouth. His mouth is all blue and she's like, help me.
Should've just got a go-kart. 84-year-old. No, they're doing...
He was 84 years old.
He's 84, yeah.
God damn.
I couldn't even imagine my 60, you know, 60-year-old grandma doing shit like that at wee hours in the night. Drink. She'd get out and start walking before she...
I'm gonna drink this dishwasher fluid. Just say it.
I mean, Mark... Daryl, you're trapped in your bathroom for 3 days. All you can eat, there's bleach.
I can't do
there's
it.
There's soap.
I'm gonna do it.
And there's toothpaste.
I'm gonna chew this best. Toothpaste.
Daryl,
I'm gonna make the best soap sandwich with bleach.
No, you're gonna die. You're gonna sit there and foam at the mouth and shit.
But
you're
I won't drink the bleach. Be hungry.
You're gonna drink the bleach. And then it's over.
I'll eat paper. Toilet paper.
On today's bigthing.com, they had a video of this guy did human Mario Kart. Took a go-kart, got in a Luigi or a Mario suit, drove around in this town. Apparently a car was following and recording, but this dude was out throwing bananas, throwing little stuffed turtles at other cars. You ought to see it. He drove into a grocery store and had to refill on bananas, and they like stopped him and like took him out of there, and then he like the video ended right there, but it restarted with some other continuance of him earlier at another time driving around doing that. I was like, damn, that shit made it. That shit made it all over the internet. I saw today's big thing.com like right this morning from like a couple days ago, and I look on Yahoo and MSN and I'm seeing it all these places. I'm like, damn, that video got viral quick.
What beagle was he up
on? But dude, that fucking elderly woman you were talking about from the UK that was whooping ass,
yeah,
she was on the news
again.
The news this time.
Okay.
You found her on an internet site. She was on the news for being a badass, man.
Yeah, of course she should be, man.
Tell Daryl about that, because Daryl probably...
She wouldn't whoop three guys, knock one of them off, got one of them caught, man. Probably got all of them caught, because he probably told, went and sang like a motherfucking school girl. You never seen it, though?
No, Daryl probably hasn't seen it.
Yeah, this lady, man, these guys just walk up to a jewelry store and they just take some hammers or something out and they hop off these scooters and break the window and snatching the jewelry out of the glass and shit. And this old-ass lady just starts jogging from, like, 20 feet away, like, get out of here, boy. Knocking them off with her purse.
Wow. I might see that.
It's pretty tight, dude. You ought to, man.
So Granny's like a badass, huh?
Badass Granny.
We ought to.
We got to have her on the podcast. See what she got to say.
Yeah, she's like
probably
that.
Pretty
she's
cool. Got, she probably gets high.
So she's strong-willed like the guy who drinks...
I was about to say she want a glass of dishwasher liquid.
Because it will make you sustain yourself.
She's going to be like, let me get a glass of antifreeze.
Please.
Hey, what's up with Holly Berry, y'all?
Holly Berry.
Yeah, man, what the fuck is going on with her?
I have no. But what were you saying about Holly Berry, dude?
What the fuck's going on with?
What were you saying about Holly Berry with six toes?
What's going on with Six Toe Betty?
No. Didn't she like divorce?
Bendy.
Like child support or something?
Man, she's got custody. She won the court shit and all this shit, man. But she's like, you know. I mean, a lot of shit's going on with that, man. I just want to know what you guys thought about that, you know?
I have no idea what's going on. I kind of saw something like that today, but I didn't really...
She was named most beautiful black woman ever.
Let's go out there for a second. Let's think of all the others. Let's think of them.
I mean, why the fuck would they even? Who cares? Who gives a fuck? I don't think Halle Berry is the most black, beautiful black woman.
I hate to say it. There's better.
There's a lot better.
Yeah, Carol, suggestion.
She's beautiful. I mean, she's beautiful. But there are very many Marys.
Very, very, very many more?
Very many Marys out there that are very beautiful. I have like a daughter. She's very beautiful. And my wife, she's very beautiful. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So they're all beautiful people.
Yeah, Halle Berry ain't got shit on my wife.
No, that's what I'm saying. You know, that's what you have to say. Even if your wife is like 4,000 pounds, you'd be like, you look like Halle Berry. The most beautiful black lady. Sally, you look like Sally Berry.
Sally Berry.
Like, he said like, I look like Halle Berry.
Like Harry Scary.
But he says Sally Berry.
That's crazy.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, man. I'm about to figure out who killed Biggie.
Wow, what happened?
No, they're gonna they're figuring it out. I mean, they're tying it in to the same with the same shit the same people that killed Tupac.
How? What are they basing this off of? What'd they find?
The LAPD had was in on it.
So wow, like a
so conspiracy. The police did it.
Yeah.
For what reason? Because I'm really into this. Like
I've
watched Illuminati. A lot of documentaries and a lot of movies, and I really liked Tupac Shakur's.
That was my topic today. I was just gonna go around, and what I mean by around, I was just gonna touch around on the Illuminati topic. So that's my topic, and even though I'm giving it away early, I was just gonna feel, because since we had three good intelligent minds, I just wanted to get a kind of feel of what everybody thought about that. But just go back to what we were talking about though.
Really? You're going to get me started and then ask me to retreat?
Retreat, guys, retreat. We still got to do the show. We still got music. What's going on with music?
God, Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
Wanting to set a record.
Uh-huh. Because he wanted to be the shortest, with the longest braids. With the longest dreads.
The most foam cups.
With the most, longest dreads, and I wanted to be the one to touch my dreads in my phone cup.
He wants to get a Guinness Book of World Records for most Facebook likes in an hour.
Wow. Yeah.
Are you guys gonna
I mean, what's
join?
The record right now?
Well, the thing is, he's got 20 million followers on his Facebook.
Uh-huh.
So right after he did that, I think somewhere around that time, Nabisco, you know, the company that makes cookies.
Nabisco.
They own Kraft and cheese. Well, Kraft did a challenge on Facebook on Tuesday morning asking over 16 million fans to like their pages within the first hour. They had 30,000. So Lil Wayne's first hour, he got 200,000. 24 hours, Wayne had 602,000.
Wow.
Nabisco had 116.
Wow.
Wow, that's great, man.
Cookies, cheese. They like that more. They like Wayne more than that shit.
That's great promotion.
That's great. It is.
I mean, why not have some Nabiscos and listen to Lil Wayne while you're eating them?
You know what I'm saying? Little Nabiscos, Lil Wayne.
You're right. I don't listen to Lil Wayne anymore, man.
DJ Khaled, man. Y'all see his new video? A whole bunch of Illuminati shit.
Which one is that?
My hood. Welcome to my hood.
I like my hood, but I had
welcome to my hood.
He said it was Illuminati stuff in there. What happened?
Oh yeah, check it out, man. It's just, you know, if you guys are familiar with the signs and the I don't know what the word I'm trying to say here is, how they try to portray different acts and shit like that. You gotta pay attention. Other than that, I was just wanting you guys to pay attention to that, and I wondered if they do that on purpose.
Most likely.
If it's like they do it to like for signs for like other people that are trying to join or something like that.
Rihanna's Make It Rain video.
She is.
It could be something. Who knows?
Hey, but remember last week when I was talking about child support and stuff like that?
Yeah, most definitely, dude. I was here.
Jaquan is paying.
What's going on? Do you hear all that feedback?
Yeah, that's somebody's
not,
phone
that's
too
not
close.
Mine. Oh, it's. Yeah. I'm sitting here like, God, that's driving me ape shit, T-Mobile.
Yeah, but Jaquan, though, is paying child support, right? He paid for 7 years, $2,500 a month.
Shit, he ain't getting tipsy no more.
But guess what? Here's a kicker. Here's a kicker.
See, Colt 45s.
The baby waiting hands.
Oh. Wow, does he get the money back?
Back pay on that bitch.
He's suing filing a lawsuit right now, but he just found out.
Wow.
He about to be getting tipsy. He about to be getting tipsy.
How can you like start paying for something?
About back it's getting back tipsy.
His money cash.
I would be sure that was mine. Like, does it even look like him? Have you seen a picture?
Mm-hmm. Are you sure that baby's yours?
Yeah, that's
crazy. That mine? That baby kind of looks like that big white guy over there.
Right.
Hey, you like Mac Dre?
It's like Barry.
Yeah, Mac Dre's cool.
You like Mac Dre?
I like Mac Dre.
Are y'all cool with all of the thizzle dizz and all that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm like hyphy.
Look this video up, right? Thizzle, this guy actually ghost rides his car on the highway. On the highway.
Oh wow.
He gets on top of his Bronco, a two-door, like maybe like a 2000 Bronco,
mm-hmm.
and fucking ghost rides on top of it.
Wow.
Had to be going about 50. Seen it?
We need to get you to create a video.
Fuck no.
Ghost ride the whip.
Go for it. Ooh. And talk about your boy ghost riding into the police car.
Oh, man, I hate that, man. It makes me feel like shit hearing that, man.
Because we forgot. I had it on my notes. I was looking at my notes.
My friend, God, idiot, man, driving out at 2 in the morning and drives into a cop car, fucking totals the fuck out of his car, man. Wow. Gets arrested.
He was ghost riding his
eyelids. Oh, he was ghost riding his eyelids, man. He was on some shit, man.
Yeah, man.
He was Wiz Khalifa in that mug.
He was just trying to go to jail.
You like Wiz Khalifa, right, guys?
Yeah. Wiz. We're Wiz fans.
He's doing a 17-city college tour for his new album, Rolling Papers.
A lot of potheads in college.
Oh, yeah. A green carpet tour will target campuses as a part of campus consciousness.
That'd be a nice thing to go
They're
going to
be conscious, all
right. Brother Friedland. Mm-hmm. You do music, huh?
Yeah, I do some music.
So we might as well go ahead and go into what we do right now, huh? And just kind of talk to you about the guests. Is that what we'll do?
We're going to talk to Daryl?
Yeah, talk to Daryl.
Definitely, yeah.
Because since we're in the music part of it, and then we can go on to... Did you have something else?
No.
I was high, man.
were you prepping anything over there?
Yeah, I mean, I need some more.
Oh, okay. Because there's some over here on the floor.
Fuck you. I don't got any more, man. I put another one in here. I put it in there, but
Daryl, you make music, rap, produce. What is it?
Yeah, explain to the people.
Basically, I just do a little bit of everything when it comes to music. That's making music, writing it, performing arts, whatever it is.
I mean, this is a really talented brother out here. If y'all don't understand this for real, man.
You did.
I mean, he don't just do music. I mean, tell him what you do, man. I mean, because I don't want to brag on you.
Man.
You know
he
what I'm saying?
A,
it's kind of unmanly for me to brag on you.
Did a lot of theaters.
Yeah.
Did a lot of plays.
Tell him, man.
It's
an honor to have you in here.
Do some things with the city kids. They're in the high schools. There's a lot of plays that we do. We're putting on one right now called Choices 2. Mm-hmm. And I do a lot of choreography and directing on the plays and stuff like that. Besides that, I do have my own group. We do our own music too, and I do a lot of solo stuff also.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So you got anything working on right now? You working on anything right now?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we always working on some stuff right now. My mm-hmm. group is called Classmate. We are three dudes, Modo, ITD, and my name is Pure Kane.
Mm-hmm.
And basically we have a couple of albums. You can go out right now and check the albums out on Google mp3.com and just put in Midwest Invasion. There are several albums out there that you can still download on different websites, and those things that we're working on right now in the studio for the new album.
Okay, sounds dope. You bring anything for the song of the day?
No, I wasn't prepared to bring anything.
Can we play something? Is that dope to do like that? No? You don't want to play
Yeah,
one?
Maybe. Give me a little bit of time.
You come back and play some. You going to come back and sing something like
Joe? No, I mean, we will come in here and do some shit today. Okay. But we can go ahead and proceed right now. Don't let me slow up the show.
Okay.
We can definitely do some shit.
That'll be how we end.
Yeah, we can do that.
Feature presentation.
Come on.
All right.
Come on.
I was ready. What time were we tapping out at right now?
35.
Yeah, so we might as well go into the song of the day and then get this thing rolling.
I really appreciate it if you quit asking me where we're at time-wise and just come over here and look.
Oh, man, just give me the time and shut the fuck up. All
right.
And what's the song of the day, man?
I have no idea. I wasn't prepared.
Well, you want to write the song of the day?
What you listening to, Daryl?
What I've been listening to?
No, what do you want all of our listeners to listen to?
Man.
That you've been listening to.
Song of the day.
Song of the day.
On the hump day.
Old
song on the hump
vintage.
Day.
Vintage. He busted out some fucking Stevie Wonder that no one could even hear on our iTunes. I'm sorry, guys.
Man, I've been listening to a lot of stuff right now, man. There's a lot of cool albums out there right now. Like the little Wiz Khalifa stuff. I like the new Dr. Dre stuff. Sounds really pretty cool. The Kush song, I'm bumping that.
I haven't heard it.
A lot of the stuff that I'm bumping right now in my iPod is like, you know, Twister. Has a new album.
Twista.
You gotta be like Twista. Yeah. Or Twista. Twista is what I'm listening to right now, and he has a very, very nice album.
What the fuck am I going to do with that?
He has a song called You Don't Want to Bring Darkness Into This and that one.
Uh-huh. You want to play that?
Yeah, if you can find that.
What's it called?
You Don't Want to Bring Darkness Into This.
Is that some Illuminati shit?
No, I don't think so, man. It's some really nice raps there with him and his crew.
How come it's not on here?
Maybe, I mean, it's pretty new.
Yeah, it's not on here, dude.
It's pretty new, so.
I like Twista, though. Twista's tight.
You ain't coming with nothing else? We ain't getting that one.
I can get another one in there. Let me think here. What else have I been listening to?
Because you're cutting into the time that you're getting play it with. So
let me see.
All right, I'm gonna pick one.
No, let's go with Jay-Z.
Illuminati.
Illuminati.
Yeah, he doesn't go like ahead. Illuminati.
Go ahead.
But Jay-Z.
Oh, I don't like Jay-Z.
Me neither.
All right, Jay-Z, Daryl.
Dig a hole.
Oh, you're gonna dive right on in this one. You're kicking yourself off the show.
Dig a hole. It's not Illuminati, but it's a great song. No, and it could not be it. That's not it.
That's
not it, man.
That was Dig a Hole.
No.
I've heard Dig a Hole.
That was Dig a Hole, bro.
Alright, I'll click this one. If this isn't it, dude, you can dig your own damn hole.
I don't
know
what it is,
dude.
Yeah. That's not it, man.
This isn't it?
That is
no,
it.
Man. That's, go to the original one.
What's wrong with this one?
And that's not the right one. It gives a different effect.
Dig a hole.
Is this it?
I mean, they might be the lyrics, but that's not the original. Yeah.
It's fucking whack, dude.
Every time we go to play the music, it's Kobe.
Yeah, this is the one.
Dig a hole, bury yourself, nigga.
Yeah, see, I mean, this wasn't like Illuminati stuff. This was like just really good rap in here that I've been listening to the back. You be like, bury yourself.
Dig a hole, dig a hole, dig a hole. I'm still here, my friend. I know the cross I bear. They like,
that's why they call you girl. I'm like, yeah.
No shots go through me. Tear one tissue, no tears, no tissue, got an issue. Don't cry for me, I peep these niggas from deep. Got a front row seat, even if you don't speak. Silent partner, I hear you loud and clear. You left your fingerprint, you ain't gotta be there. I'm just waiting till you.
That's on that Fight Night game.
Yeah.
That song is tight on
it's
there.
It's pretty nice, man. Pretty nice song, man. It's an older song, but yeah. It's something that came in my iPod today that I played all day today. So
you were digging a hole?
I was digging a hole today.
Like, when you was digging a hole and you got tired and everything like that, what'd you get to drink?
Some Twister.
Paying the bills. Paying the bills.
No, what I got to drink?
Champagne and beers, Miller High Life.
Yeah, I did get some smooth pilsner from Miller High Life, man. I got me some really nice stuff there.
Girl, did it quench it? Did it quench your thirst?
Yeah, it quenched my thirst, man. Matter of fact, let me get another one of those right now if I could, man, if you could.
Miller.
Thanks, Miller. Man. Thanks, man.
That's what's up.
That's awesome. Ba-da-ding. Ba-da-ding. You want to wear a uniform to school?
Would I want to wear a uniform to school?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's cool at all. But I think it's cool to save money for really? People that don't have money. I think that's all right for them.
I mean, so if you had to go back in time when you were in school, mm-hmm. would you wear them?
I'd probably be a little rebellious with it. I'd be a little rebellious with it.
What about if it was this time, like you're in 2011 and you're in school?
I mean, they're kind of cool. I seen the class school when they had like cool ass jackets, like Fresh Prince type of jackets, man.
Yeah, those were cool. Yeah. Like I'd wear something wear like that, but there's just like some dumb shit that some of these schools
can't wear. The like the blow pants,
the
white shirt,
the thunder pants,
the khaki pants.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like Walmart you're going to Walmart, right?
Yeah, the Walmart, the polos.
Like they got the high waters.
Going to school, they're like, hey, can I bag you some?
They're listening to this, like,
man, I wear that.
Yeah,
but I wear that.
Would you want your kids to go? Would you think it'd be better for your kids too?
My kids
what they want to wear.
I mean, they're not gonna
get
go
some originality to the kids. You know what I mean?
I think they all need their own.
I mean, I guess
flavor.
You could sew like some diamonds on your on your uniform or something like that. Like,
spunk it out. Be like Will. Be like Will Smith. Language. Turn it inside out. Yeah. Inside out.
Get some logo. Get your own like name embroidered on your shirt or something. Do you really look like Walmart?
I don't really like the whole uniform.
Get one of them like a little stitching that said your name, or like hello, my name is, like those name tags that like stitched on your shirt with your name on it.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool, but I don't know. I think it's got its pros and cons.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be good just because you wouldn't have a lot of kids left out.
Yeah, you don't
out.
Have to a lot of
like,
kids.
Like, you're really
have,
testing a lot of kids on the, you know, intellectual side, like the fucking personalities, the fucking behaviors, the activities. You're not basing them off of, oh, you know, look at that kid over there with high waters and his socks are up to his shins. You know, that kid could be, you know, someone really cool and really intelligent.
But you'll still have the uncool ones and the cool ones because, like, certain kids will take care of their uniforms and shit like that. And then the ones that can't take care of their uniforms will still stand out because they'll still come smelly and they won't shit won't look good.
Yeah, but it's not a matter of that. I mean, the schools regulate that.
You won't get around that.
Just being a stinky L. Just...
Or the shoes, because you still get to pick your shoes you get to wear, you know?
The school, yeah, they have to be like white shoes or black shoes with black soles. And,
oh, but they don't really be that they're picky
on the
shoes.
But the schools watch that, the shit with like the clothes, like how they look and how their hair is, and they still make them look good. Like, their appearances have to be good. I think it's also teaching the kids hygiene. I mean, I don't agree with it. I wouldn't want to. But, I mean, the clothes I wore in school were practically clothes. I mean, I like to wear polos. I wear button-downs every now and then on nice days.
Mm-hmm.
I throw the nice jeans on my, you know, Thursdays and Fridays. You know, get ready for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I clean my shoes up. You know, a lot of kids, some kids cared about how they looked.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids would throw on a fucking t-shirt with the fucking werewolf on it. You know, with the fucking 16-pocket fucking cargo
with
pants.
With a teen wolf on his shirt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and some kids just...
Or a Mizzou Tiger shirt.
Yeah, I mean, some kids just would wear stuff like that. I wore sports shirts on some days.
Me too.
But most days, I like to look somewhat. I just wear like a polo. I mean,
yeah, it was always t-shirts and polos.
I love polos.
Polos
are great.
Well, that's what they had you wearing, though. They had you wearing an all-white polo and some.
I didn't wear any. I didn't have to go to a uniform school. I went to Lisa my high school, man.
I didn't either, but.
Would you want your kids to wear uniforms too? I mean, you've got kids of all ages.
No, I mean, they don't wear them now, but so I don't think I would like it.
It's hot in here.
I don't think it would like save that much money either.
No. I mean, do they have to pay for the uniforms?
Yeah, I mean, because you got to buy them at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
At Walmart or, you know.
You know what I'm saying? You got to
get them from Walmart.
Or you got to get them at Target. You know what I'm saying? Something stupid like
whatever
that.
Whatever the Walmart is in your city.
Yeah, so it's like
yeah.
That's where you have to get those outfits at. So No, I mean, it's
God, like Walmart's kill, man. I bet if I owned one Walmart, I'd be rich.
Wow. A Walmart? You know how rich you'd be if you owned a Walmart?
Walmart would be nuts.
You'd be rolling back.
I'd go in there and get a bag of Cheetos. I'd be rolling in there on the handicap carts. Stone.
Hey, how my Walmart gone?
Hand me my Walmart gun.
How my Walmart gun, man? How my Walmart done?
Daryl, did you see Daryl?
How my Walmart done?
Price checking somebody or something?
What are you doing over there, my Walmart?
Yeah.
You back there in the raffles. Pick the raffles up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Fuck it.
That is great.
It's hot in here, man.
I don't have, you know, a remote to control that.
Hey, you know what? I'm all out on you on topics, though, man. I mean, I was just... You guys can roll with that Illuminati if you was looking at me to roll with something on it, because I just want to know how y'all felt about it. Do y'all think it's real?
I don't know, man.
And that's all I wanted to do.
Can I go back and ask for those of you, the listeners who got really stoned and weren't listening at that time, what we were talking about?
Oh, we talked about it? See, so we can just roll right past it, because I'm fucking big up.
Mega.
I just don't know if I believe it, though. I don't know.
Believe what? I'm still trying to sit here because I was the one that was sitting there who could.
I mean, if you don't understand what the Illuminati is representing, it's representing the devil, man.
I know what it represents, but I'm trying to sit here and ask what the question is.
I mean,
do you believe in
yes?
A cycle was set out there, playing from the top, from him to fall down on everybody else to follow his orders, basically.
Yes, yeah. Daryl.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I just don't. I listen to music and I don't see the music like that. I look at videos. I look at a whole bunch of stuff in movies. And it's, you know, it's only what it could be portrayed to be. Now it is something that people are thinking about.
But do you think about...
You can make money off of that now because you can kind of
it's portrayed
like,
another way.
But it's always been something you can exploit it. If you can go, I can go back to videos back when...
It's the same thing as like somebody else doing what's it, like a gang sign or something.
What
you know?
What is music, though? And what is the videos and TV shows and
what did the devil... Movies? What was the... If you guys go into the Bible, if y'all go really deep into the Bible, what was the devil... What was he good at in heaven? What did he do in heaven? You know? Anybody know?
Tell us.
He was a musician.
So he created illusions.
No, he was a musician. He was the coldest musician. The coldest angel.
He was a musician.
He was.
Oh, I thought he
do
said.
Do your research. Do your research.
Did you know what I said, Kobe? I thought he said magician. He's a magician. Nah. And I said he was a magician. He was David Blaine in heaven. No. He was like, woo.
No.
No, but I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I go to church. I do understand. Probably the same. As you are.
Well, that you're not going to get that in church. I ain't going to say that in
I'm
church.
I'm just saying, but at the same time, I listen to stuff and I can see how people exploit it and I can get contrastful stuff and say, no, I don't believe this because listen to this. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying.
But you sit here and you say you don't think you can, you see it because you watch TV shows or movies or... You watch a lot of music videos, but
I mean a lot of
music videos and music, and it's all art, and art can be so many different things all in one.
Right.
So you maybe you just need to like open your mind a little bit more towards it.
I do open my mind to it because I listen to everything.
But look a lot more into it. Do a lot more in-depth research on what you're watching. Like there's a lot more sides to it, and a lot of these opinions and views on it, and. What people prove about it, it's like, holy shit. Because, like, he said something to me a few weeks ago about a music video, and I, like, started researching, and I was like...
Someone off the street or someone that you know can persuade a lot of people to think that you are something that you're not.
Really. Not necessarily.
Really, they can. In a job or in the street or in society, anything.
Yeah, I believe in that, but it's also... A gut feeling that you get when you do anything.
You do, yeah. You get the like.
That's all you have to go on. You have to go on the gut like feeling.
You do.
I'd rather let's plead the fifth.
If you was like, man, my head is red, and your hair was black. He was like, man, my head is red, dude, and he was looking at me in my eye, and he was like, man, my head is red. I would believe your head was red. I don't care if I saw it was black.
No, I mean,
if you was like, man, this was some serious shit, I mean, it ain't about what you see on the outside. You know what I'm saying?
No, I just don't agree. I don't fucking agree.
That's cool. That's why we don't really talk about subjects.
I'm
like
just
that.
Saying. I mean, you asked me a question, and I'm listening to the music and fuck all the rest of the shit that that everybody else is trying to fucking depict on it. I mean, because you can look back at a lot of shit: Grateful Dead, Jimi Hendrix. All of that fucking shit, it goes back.
All the way back to Kiss, man. So, I mean, the essence on the Kiss.
So why is it so focused on now?
Because our generation now is about to end.
No, don't start telling me about Kiss, man. Please,
our generation is about to end.
Yeah, you got like four or five demons on the stage licking their tongues out like,
go look at the essence, man.
You're asking me.
Go look at the essence.
Do I believe in Illuminati? I mean, I'm just saying, I don't. I really don't.
It goes back all the way, man. It goes back to our music.
It's
period.
Cool.
Music is very mind controlling.
Yeah, it is, but I don't listen to it to control my mind either.
I listen to it to free my mind.
Yeah.
Free your mind. And the rest of body.
Michael Jackson, would he be considered Illuminati?
He was. I'll show you the stages. Man. I'll show you the stages where he got in and got out.
What about Elvis Presley?
Show you where he got in and got killed.
And what about
he got killed? He died on the toilet.
John Lennon.
John Lennon got shot the fuck up. Don't know.
Was that Illuminati?
Yeah, he got shot up. He got shot up. Mm. That wasn't Illuminati.
No, you don't think so?
No, I'm waiting for somebody to say it. I mean,
Will Smith.
I don't think. Will Smith for sure. Denzel.
Why is it all the black guys?
Look at Denzel.
Look
man.
At Washington. Look at
Will Smith. Look at him sitting on the sideline at the fucking Lakers games, man. With that dirty
Jack,
ass.
What about the other guy? That's
Jack Nicholson. Yeah, he is for sure. Fuck
he's
yeah.
He's Illuminati.
Fuck yeah.
Of course. They're gonna come get us now.
Yeah, we're for
done.
Sure, dude.
I don't understand.
DOD is done.
They're scanning our IP address right now. In like 10 seconds, we're gonna be surrounded.
I don't believe.
DOD stands for don't like them. Don't like them.
I don't believe these guys.
Don't like them.
I just don't look at it like that.
That's cool. That's cool.
It's really not something that.
So you're gonna drop a motherfucking gangsta beat for the exit route? Hey,
no, I don't want to do that. You might call me Illuminati for something that I say.
Do Illuminati show for us.
What kind of beat y'all got here, man? Let's do this.
Just whatever we can get on the internet, because
I come with no whack shit here.
Instrumental. Okay. Just type in instrumental.
Or
type
what?
Instrumental.
I mean, I just need
type hip hop instrumental. That's all you gotta do. Show you boys about.
Yeah.
Google and all that. Internet's dope.
He said Illuminati. He's coming.
Kick Illuminati beat. Kick Illuminati
yeah,
verse for us.
Something like that. Get a devil verse.
Get a devil verse going.
You think you can get on this?
I don't know.
You don't love me anymore. Kobe, what the fuck?
It's an instrumental.
Close to mine, remember those days that we used to be standing in line. Thinking back now on how the time was spent. Remember all those days that we came up short on rent. But we never strayed, never went away. Always displayed, your sweet love and affection. When I sent my love in your direction, your heart was open wide and always intercepting. Never misdirecting from the thought pattern. If I had many million and many children, you could have had them. Paradise in your eyes, yep, you seen it. You had paradise in your eyes, but you couldn't believe it. So I motivated myself, recreated my wealth, escalated a step while you was waiting on help. But hey, it's okay, cause we here now. Two hearts conquer fear now.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, everybody come in here and just torch this month. We ain't got no room left, man. It's on fire here,
oh,
man.
Oh,
damn. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah.
I mean, we on a roll here, man. I mean, because, like, Diddy ain't going to be. You can't come, Diddy. You can't come get everybody because you got to come talk to me first. You know what I'm saying? For real, dog.
Yep.
Real
we're
talk.
Making them million-dollar deals.
Million-dollar deals, man. I guess blow it and tear it down, man. I know y'all loving that out there in Europe and Nigeria and Germany, man. I ain't even heard no real raw hip-hop like that, man. You know what I'm saying? So
no one knows nothing about this, man.
Nah.
Yeah, it was pretty nice, man. I like that, man.
That beat was just perfect for that flow too.
We're out though. Any shout outs? Anything
you can... Hey, I just wanna give a shout out to Brother Freeline.
Come Brother Freelon, appreciate it. Thank you very much. Coming and kicking it in the icebox. That's it. This is the icebox.
All my people across the globe viewing with us.
Thank you, viewers all over.
Thank you to you. You wanted to give a shout out to somebody. You was like, man, I'm giving a shout out to them. Walgreens.
Walgreens.
Yeah.
Convenient, man.
Convenient as fuck. I mean,
get off work. We needed an extra pair of headphones. Walked right in there. Boom.
Boom. Nice.
They sound
Sony's.
Really good too, man.
Really
sound
good. They sound
nice.
They sound nice. Those are the new pair.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you.
Nice Sony's.
Next show, possible camera.
Camera and visual next show, so you guys can see.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be real cool.
Ladies can see.
On
I'd like to come back, spit Let's something. See.
Is Daryl? He's on the approved list.
Yeah,
come back. And just
we
spit
do have
something
some people,
on the camera.
We do have some people just making a list. That will make the list, and
we're
the
have
fans
a
can actually vote on that too. If you can just be like, oh no, we don't want that guy back, so or that gal back.
Yeah, we haven't had a gal yet.
We're gonna have a gal. We're gonna have girls. Girls are welcome out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You can't take a shirt off or anything like that.
No, definitely not.
Because Kobe, you know, I know you guys want to take a shirt off of Kobe.
I want to show his six pack.
But, now we want some intelligent women, any intelligent women that want to come and have some conversation with us,
yes.
You know, come do that.
And
but
thank you for coming on, Daryl.
Thank you very much for allowing me to come on, guys. I want to thank you very much.
How they gonna get in contact with you, man? How they do
man,
that?
Just get on me. I'm at a whole bunch of stuff, man. purecane@gmail.com.
Uh-huh.
You can check me at d_freelon@hotmail.com. And you can check all of our stuff out. Like I said, go out to mp3.com, Google Midwest Invasion. All of that stuff is out there, man.
Dope, check
us out, man.
And I've heard it, man. It's really, really dope. You guys need to go get that, man.
Yeah, man. So we're working on
some to do right here, man. I need some scripting. You need something wrote. You need some music, man. You need somebody to come sing.
Come on out, man.
You need something done, man. I'm holler at this dude, man, for real. Real talk.
Well, thank y'all very much, man.
You're welcome. Appreciate it, Daryl.
Yeah.
Get at us on Don't Look Down.
Don't Look Down.
Hey, show me. Y'all need to come up here and check this out.
@gmail.com. Don't Look Down, cm.podomatic.com.
I'm not Illuminati.
Not Illuminati.
Oh, I'm Machiavelli.
That song was Illuminati. That's why we got rid of it.
Yeah, man.
Don't Look Down.
Yeah. Don't Look Down, Illuminati.
Possible you. Spread your wings.
That's it. We're out.
Ariel.
Thanks, y'all.
Peace.